With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Washington. His visit comes as President Biden has a request for an additional $110 billion U.S. aid package for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's committed to addressing several national security needs, not just Ukraine.
My support for Ukraine and Israel is rock solid. I'm committed to preparing the U.S. military to deter and defend against Chinese aggression. I'm determined to get the national security crisis at the southern border under control. And I'm going to work to get it done as long as it takes.
Now, Speaker Mike Johnson tells the Salem Radio Network, the Biden administration is refusing to take seriously Republican calls for policy changes at the southern border. He says the current influx of illegals is a risk to national security. Also at SRNnews.com, Harvard's president will keep her job, Rita Foley reports.
Claudine Gay will remain president of Harvard after blowback following her comments last week at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. She and two of her peers struggled to answer questions. At issue was a line of questioning that asked whether calling for the genocide of Jews would violate the university's code of conduct. Harvard now says its initial statement should have been an unequivocal condemnation of genocide, but the academic responses of the university leaders at the hearing provoked backlash. Harvard now says President Gay has apologized for how she handled her congressional testimony and has committed to redoubling the university's fight against anti-Semitism. I'm Rita Foley.
Inflation dipped last month. The consumer price index rose just 0.1% from October to November. The Dow had 131 points and the Nasdaq up 69. This is SRN News. More churches are quitting the United Methodist Church.
This time it's 142 Mississippi congregations leaving for a more conservative organization. More than 7,000 churches have abandoned the UMC since its leadership embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. After years of fighting over the direction of the denomination, conservatives have mostly decided to leave, and liberals are apparently willing to let them do that. A formal split in the UMC will likely be approved in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists in Minnesota want prosecutors to treat the killing of a man who was living as a woman as a hate crime. The 38-year-old was shot to death in Minneapolis last month. A 25-year-old man has been arrested and charged. Minnesota already has hate crimes laws on the book, but it's unclear if it would apply to this specific case. The shooter's trial date has been set for January. This is SRN News. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in Vietnam.
The Chinese leader seeks to further deepen ties with its neighbor that is deepening diplomatic relations with Western-aligned countries. In his first visit since 2017, Xi will meet with the president, prime minister, and Communist Party general secretary. One analyst says the visit reflects Beijing's concerns about Hanoi's advances with the West. In September, President Joe Biden visited Vietnam to mark the U.S. being elevated to the same high diplomatic status as China. Keith Peters reporting.
Pakistani officials say a suicide bomber detonated his explosive-laden vehicle at a police station's main gate in the country's northwest, killing at least 23 officers and wounding 32 others. Six attackers were also killed in the shootout that ensued between militants and security forces. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.